Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, April 10th, 2017, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. Well, ladies, are you ready to implement and accomplish your business goals this week? Well, I truly pray that you are motivated, that you are empowered, that you are excited about all of the opportunities and all of the potential that you possess to make things happen this week for yourself and for your business. Now, I trust that everyone had a great weekend, and so it's time to get serious. This is Monday, and normally we consider this kind of like the first day of our business week, and so it's so important that you do three very, very important things if you have not done them yet. Number one, you need to make sure that you look over your activity calendar for this week and make sure that you know what the end goal is supposed to be or what the end goals are, because sometimes you might have more than one goal you are trying to accomplish, you know, between Monday and Friday. So make sure you know what that end goal is. Number two, what's so very, very important is that you also need to make sure that you have all of the tasks that support those end goals listed in your calendar, that you have a time slot for them. Now, this is whether you actually delegate this out to someone else, okay? Perhaps you need to then put follow-up time slots in your calendar, or whether you are doing it yourself. And number three, which is so very, very important, and that is stay focused. Stay focused, ladies. Don't allow other things to distract you from what your goal should be by Friday. Why is that? Well, when you start allowing a lot of different activities, even a lot of browsing on the internet and Facebook and other social media outlets, you start looking at a lot of different things, and before you know it, your time has been snatched up. Remember, time keeps moving on. It's not going to stop for you. So how you use it and how you take advantage of this greatest commodity in the world is all up to you. Well, a lot of you sent me texts, you sent me emails, you sent me so many messages like, where is Successful Woman Radio? I truly apologize about last Monday, but Robert and I were in Miami celebrating our 34th wedding anniversary. Get that, it's been a long time, but I feel so blessed to be married for that length of time. Anyway, we had it all set up for a show to come on and be automated to play for you guys, but for whatever reason, that good old technical difficulty creeped in and something happened and the show did not play. So again, I really apologize about that, but I'm going to make it up to you today because I am going to do the show that we would have done on last Monday. I'm going to do that today and catch everybody up. Our theme for this month will be momentum, the force behind success. Again, momentum, the force behind success. So for those of you who have created your Successful Woman Radio journals, which is just a simple spiral-bound notebook that where you are able to date each of the shows and list your notes out so that you can easily go back and refer as often as you need to, make sure that you definitely take notes this month, for the rest of this month, every Monday. Momentum, the force behind your success. You know what, ladies? Success requires energy. It requires immediate action and a true commitment to see your goals through to the end. And if you've ever worked hard on a project, then you know how much physical and mental energy it can take. Yes, you'll sweat, you'll breathe harder, you'll burn calories as though you were actually exercising. And so energy is so required when you're talking about momentum. And so we're going to be talking about five ways to fuel your momentum today, okay? So definitely you'll want to stay on the show for that. I want to share with you other things that we have lined up for you today. Five questions to spark your abundance. Yes, it's coming to you. These are five questions that you should be asking yourself every day or as often as you need to help you with sparking your abundance, motivating you to move forward in creating your success. And then, of course, we've got a very important upcoming teleclass this Wednesday at Women About Biz. It's Embracing New Beliefs to Support Your Vision. I'm going to be sharing information about this teleclass a little bit later, and hopefully those of you who are longtime listeners, you have already registered for this teleclass. I am only opening up 100 spots for it, and we're more than half full. I expect us to be completely full by tomorrow. So you definitely want to make sure you take advantage of that. Again, embracing new beliefs to support your vision. So I will be sharing info about that in just a little bit. And then something that I thought all of you really should know something about, because it's such a powerful tool that I love, and that is Google Docs, okay? Now, Google just renamed it the G Suite. That's what they named it recently. But everyone really still knows it as Google Docs. I'm going to be telling you about features that you did not know existed about this wonderful, free, and powerful tool. And then, of course, I'll be going on through today's hot topic. And by the way, I want to go ahead and as well and read to you an excerpt from our book club book of the month, The Science of Getting Rich. We didn't have a chance as much last month to read from it, and so this month my goal is to make sure I read some very powerful excerpts from this book, which is full of nuggets for those who, you know, who are looking and for a better understanding about getting rich, becoming financially wealthy. This book was written by Wallace D. Wattles, who was born in the late 1800s and lived until 1911. And, you know, he was right there along with some of the founders of the Industrial Revolution. And so he saw what was going on as far as people getting very, very wealthy, and yet while there was still a lot of poor people and there was still a lot of problems going on in society, and he decided to write this book. And this book has lasted through the test of time. It is still a very, very popular book today. There are a lot of things written in it that when you first read it, it kind of lets you know the era that he is talking about, but then everything that's in it still applies to today. So you guys, we've got a great show lined up for you today. So make sure, if you can, go ahead and bless the life of one other woman that you know needs motivating, needs to be in a positive environment, needs to be listening to information that can literally empower her with words and tools to succeed in business and in life, okay? So if you can, flash over on another line and just call one business colleague, a family, a friend, someone that you know who's been telling you that they want to start a business, because they will find this show very, very helpful, and you, so will you. If you are online and you're listening from your smart device or your desktop, don't forget you can just type out the web address to the direct page that they can listen to, which is blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out again, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. And just say, hey, I'm listening to Successful Woman Radio. Check it out, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Spell it all the way out. And then for those of you with pen in hand, the phone number to the show, if you want to text it quickly to someone, is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589 is the show phone number. I want to remind everyone that you can go directly to our show website, successfulwomanradio.com, spelled all the way out, successfulwomanradio.com. And over in the right-hand column, you can click on any of the previous shows and listen. And last month, we had just a wonderful show topic. You know, we talked about, you know, being a woman of vision, and we had four shows all contributing to things that you need to think about as you pursue becoming a woman of vision and what that actually meant. So go back and listen to our March broadcast and get empowered. If you have not started a Successful Woman Radio Journal yet, I want to encourage you to do so. Simply get you a spiral-bound notebook, date it for each of the shows, and then start taking your notes. We usually do the shows in segments, so that's going to be pretty easy for you to take notes, because I will tell you what the show is going to be about, and I'll list out the segments for you. But it's just an easy way to have a reference. And by the way, don't forget, if you use any of the things that I say, you know, just please bless me and credit me and let people know about the show. It is much appreciated. And again, I want to thank everyone for the love that you have shown me over these last 10 years with Successful Woman Radio. That's right. We have been on the air live every Monday for 10 years. And I'm so proud of that. I love doing live radio online, and I have been taking really good notes on it, and it's my desire to show other women how to have their own radio show as well. So stay tuned. We're moving as quickly as we can at Women About Biz, our main website. We're bringing new and wonderful new trainings out for you in 2017. Okay, let's go ahead, ladies. We're going to roll with it. Let's go ahead and move right to five questions to your abundance. Again, five questions to spark your abundance. Here's number one. Who would I like my customer or client to be this week? Again, who would I like my customer or client to be this week? Here's the thing. We can't wait for customers and our clients to come to us always. There are things that we actually have to do. We actually have to take action to in order for a new customer or client to come our way. And part of that sometimes is simply asking an individual to become your customer or your client. Sometimes I think as women, it's very easy for us to share information about what other people are doing and what other people have, the next big sale, what's going on over here or there. But then when it comes to ourselves, we all of a sudden get shy and introverted, and we don't really want to let people know. And I've talked to a lot of women about this issue, and I've had people to share different things that they feel as the reason why they have a tendency to be hesitant in letting people know who they are and what they do with their business. And some people say that it's because of how they were brought up. You know, they feel that it's a form of bragging. Some people say they don't know the right words to say when they're trying to share information about their business to other people. And so there are all types of reasons. But this is one thing I can let you know. Whatever your reason might be as to why you're not going out there and getting customers and calling people and letting people know who you are, you've got to get over it. And I'm just going to let you know, we're already through with first quarter. We have three quarters left. You're going to hear me talk a lot and push you a lot about getting yourself out there and pushing past your fears, pushing past anything that is holding you back. And so when it comes to getting a customer or a client and you asking them for the business, you're just going to have to get over whatever it is that's holding you back. If I can help you in any way to do that, you know what you need to be doing, right? You simply request a power talk from me by going to our main website, womenaboutbiz.com, and clicking on the top red menu bar, coaching. And from there, you can easily, in the right-hand column, click on schedule a power talk. And then I can talk to you about, you know, what will you need to do to get over the hurdle of asking people to become your client? What are some of the ways based on your business industry that you can get more clients? So take advantage of that. And, you know, you guys know I sing this tune every single Monday by saying a lot of people hear me offer the free power talk. And I'm not sure if you think that it's some type of sales pitch or what have you, but I can assure you that it is not. You get full meat. You get full support. You get encouragement, resources, and tools as much as I can give you within a 45-minute time so that you can experience how it feels to have a coach who actually provides something to you without expecting anything back, right? And that is what the Power Talk is all about. So if you've not had your free Power Talk this year, what are you waiting on? You need to go on over to womenaboutbiz.com, click on coaching in the top red menu bar, and then over in the right-hand corner, select schedule Power Talk and fill that form out so we can get together via telephone, okay? Here's number two in the five questions to spark your abundance. What can I do to generate cash this week? Again, what can I do to generate cash this week? Now, where I said the word cash, I want you to actually say the dollar amount. You listening? Where I said the word cash, I want you to actually say the dollar amount. So, you know, what can I do to generate $500 this week? Or what can I do to generate $2,500 this week? Whatever amount that hits your spirit that you feel you want to generate this week, then that's what you need to say. Now, as you know, this is a question that requires an answer of you, and this answer may be a multi-part answer because you're going to have to figure out what has to happen in order for you to generate the money that you have declared, okay? So that's very important for you to know. Here's number three and five questions to spark your abundance. And by the way, you know, when we talk about abundance, we're not just talking about, you know, a little something. We're talking about as much as your life can handle. You know, we're talking about pushed down, shaken together, running over. We're talking about the abundance that God talks about, okay? The abundance that He promises us. And so, again, you need to understand that when I give you these questions to spark your abundance, they're questions that I have tested and I have answered for myself, and I have followed the instructions of my answers, and it has led me to incredible success. And so then I bring those questions to you, right? And so, again, make sure that you ask these questions at least once a day or as often as you need to. Here's number three. What can I do to be a better leader this week? Again, what can I do to be a better leader this week? I am convinced 100% that leadership is high up there amongst the top five things that you need to do to be a successful woman in life and business, because being a successful business owner, while the three roles that play in a business are labor, management, and entrepreneur visionary, you need to understand, you need to know that leadership is still at the top. Being that entrepreneur visionary is very, very important for you to take your business to the next level. You see, you know, when you're the labor in your business, yes, you're providing the end service to the customer or the product, or making the product for the customer. When you're the manager, you're carrying out the entrepreneur visionary CEO's instructions. You're carrying out the vision of the company. You're doing the day-to-day operations and managing the business. And those things, don't get me wrong, are very, very, very important. However, those things don't grow the business. What grows the business is the entrepreneur visionary, which is the leader. And so when you're not the leader in your business, guess what happens? Things die down. Things begin to stop. They halt. You stop making money. And that is something that I try to get women to see over and over again, is that being in business and being successful in business is not always so much about just the product or the service, but it's about your leadership abilities, how you can take your business to the next level. See, that is the one thing that separates those who have the same equal footing, who have the same abilities, but one person is a better leader and pushes forward, and the other person's leadership skills are not up to par or where it should. So this is why you have to ask yourself this question and answer it. And when you answer it, you need to follow the directions of your answer, because perhaps, you know, whatever you answer, you don't have that yet, right? One of the things I do want to recommend as a side note is that you do need to create a position description for yourself as the leader of your company. So if you have not already, make sure that you get on that. Here's number four. What prospects or possible collaborations can I follow up with this week? Now, this question really will let, the answer to this question, or if you feel that you don't have an answer to this question, it will let you know that you're really not out there connecting with people and you're not out there networking. And see, that's one of the roles of the entrepreneur, visionary, that leader. That's that responsibility that you should be taking on every single week. You should be going to at least 2 networking events, right? You should be getting out there and talking with people. You should be calling at least 3 to 5 people every single day that you don't know and introducing yourself and letting them know what you do and you discovering what they do and finding out if there's possible ways to work together, collaborate, or if there are some of your services or products that you can provide. It's very, very important. And oftentimes, if you say to yourself, well, I don't have any prospects or I don't have any possible collaborations, then you know what I'm going to say, right? Back to the drawing board you go because something is awry in your marketing plan. Very, very important. And then lastly, number 5 is that very thing. What are ways I can market and promote my business this week? Now, you shouldn't be coming up with different ways every week. You really should have a marketing strategy or plan that you are taking that information from, okay? So whatever your answers are to this, you need to go back and look at your marketing strategy or your business strategy to determine if you have already identified things that you haven't even put into place, okay? So there you have it, ladies, 5 questions to spark your abundance. If you start asking yourself these questions every day or as often as you need to, you're going to find out that you, yes, you ladies, have the power to create your streams of abundance, and it all begins with you taking swift and immediate action. There you have it. For those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than The Successful Woman Radio Show, and this is me, Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, thanking you so very much for checking out the show. Again, it's not too late to flash over on another line and have someone to dial into the show. It's not too late to share the show's webpage with someone on your social media account. Just say, hey, check out Successful Woman Radio, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Spelled all the way out. If you're on Instagram, go ahead and just drop that number. Hey, just say, listen to Successful Woman Radio now, live, and put that number, 347-637-2589. So, ladies, right now, I want to read to you from Chapter 3 of the book, The Science of Getting Rich, Attracting Financial Success Through Creative Thought. Okay, I want you ladies to keep in mind that this book was written early in the 1900s, and because it was, then you're going to, some of the terms used in the book may be a little bit odd, but it is still applicable to today. In Chapter 3, there's a question that I ask at the beginning, is opportunity monopolized? And this is what the author, Wallace D. Waddle, says. He says, no person is kept poor because opportunity has been taken away from him, because other people have monopolized the wealth and have put up around it. You may decide not to engage in certain kinds of business, but there are other channels open to you. It would probably be hard for you to get control of any of the great fuel and power generating companies, but alternative energy forms such as solar energy and electricity produced through wind and other natural forces are businesses that are still in their infancy and that have great potential. Now, keep in mind, this is the early 1900s, and he's already talking about solar energy and electricity. He says it will be only a few years until there are new systems of communication and transportation. Isn't this amazing? He says things such as electrical cars, space travel, microwave transmissions, and so forth. Well, guess what? All of these things have come to pass in very different forms than now envisioned. So here's a visionary man that is sharing that, hey, all of these things are coming. If you think that you can't make money, hey, look at all the things that are coming. And then look at investing in those things or getting involved in those things. He says these will develop into great industries which will give employment to hundreds of thousands, perhaps even millions of people. Why not turn your attention to the development of these businesses instead of competing with big conglomerates for a chance in the business world? It is quite true that if you are a worker, in the employ of a power-producing plant, there is little chance of you becoming owner of the plant in which you work. But it is also true that if you begin to act in a certain way, you can soon leave the employ of that power company, buy a farm from 10 to 40 acres and engage in a business as a producer of natural foodstuffs and organic products. Or you can go into hydroponic cultivation. So he's naming all of this stuff that's so amazing that is happening now. He says, at different periods, the tide of opportunity moves in different directions according to the needs of the whole and to the particular stage of social evolution which has been reached. At present, in America, it is moving towards decentralization and towards industries that can be decentralized. Today, he says, more opportunity is open to the organic and herbal farmer than to the office worker. So he's talking about a long time ago, when the farm was still ruling everything in the business industry. And as we know, it has flip-flopped, right? Our farms in America hardly produce very much these days. As a matter of fact, they're being paid a subsidy from the U.S. government. So it's really interesting when you read a book like this because you know it's true because everything that he's talking about has happened. He says, there is an abundance of opportunity for the man who will go with the tide instead of trying to swim against it. And I truly believe that. He says, no one is kept in poverty by a shortness in the supply of riches. There is more than enough for everyone, for all. A palace as large as the Capitol at Washington could be built for every family on earth from the building material available right now in the United States alone. Under intensive cultivation, this country could produce enough wool, cotton, linen, silk, and food to clothe and feed each person in the world. The visible supply is practically inexhaustible, and the invisible supply really is inexhaustible. He says, everything you see on earth is made from one original substance out of which all things proceed. New forms are constantly being made and older ones are dissolving, but all are shapes assumed by one thing. There is no limit to the supply of formless stuff or original substance. The universe is made out of it, but it was not all used in making the universe. He says the spaces in, through, and between the forms of the visible universe are permeated and filled with the original substance, with the formless stuff, with the raw material of all things. He says 10,000 universes can still be made, and even then the supply of universal raw material would not be exhausted. He says, therefore, no person is poor because nature is poor or because there is not enough to go around. He says, nature in and of itself is inexhaustible. It is a storehouse of riches. The supply will never run short. And so if you have this book, and I want everyone to add this book to their success library because it really is a powerful book and it does take you a couple of times of reading it. And that's a short book. It's only about 100 pages long, but it's very, very powerful. The Science of Getting Rich, you can go on Amazon.com, which is probably the best place to get it, and you can buy it probably less than 10 bucks. So make sure you get your copy. I want to go over a couple with you that he said in this particular passage that I read, is opportunity monopolized? And he was talking about, you know, everything that is made on this earth that's tangible is made from an original source, and that original source will never give out. It will continue to replenish itself. But I want to remind you also, it doesn't really matter whether the idea that you have is similar to what someone else has. I mean, look at McDonald's, for example. You know, they're still producing billions of hamburgers every year, and yet there are new hamburger joints coming out every single year, becoming a sensation and getting very popular and making a million of dollars as well. So it doesn't really matter, okay, that you have a passion for and have an idea that's similar to what someone else has. What really matters is there a demand for it? Is it something that's needed? Or is it something that you can explain to someone and share with them why they need That's the important part right there, okay? And so you never have to worry about the fact that all of the richness in the world is taken up and everybody else has gotten rich and I don't think this is the time for me or I wasn't meant to be rich. You know, you gotta don't have that kind of stinking thinking, right? You've got to understand, you have to know that you were born, you were pre-installed with everything that you need to be successful in your life. Right? Absolutely. However, because of our environment, because of experiences, because of how we were raised, because of our parents' beliefs, because of different things, we are going to experience our success or our journey to success differently, each of us, right? And so what you have power over, though, is you can customize your experience of how you experience it, because you can let go of negative things, negative people, negative places, negative environments. You can let go a lot of things that may get in your way of holding you back from your success. And as the author, Wallace D. Waddles, says, you know, no person is kept poor because opportunity has been taken away. This world is full of opportunities. And all you have to do is claim it. It is yours. And I truly believe that. And I hope that you do too. Whatever, and I need you ladies to understand and listen to this, whatever your heart desires, whatever you put your mind to, you can indeed achieve it. And I know this for a fact. Why? Because I do it. I have done it. I do it all the time. And so I want you to know that nothing should be holding you back from your dreams, from your success. Now, this is 2017. We've had first quarter to go by. And it's time for you really to schedule a day where you'll look at what have you done in first quarter that would have led you to some financial success for the first 3 months of the year. Because if you didn't make any money or didn't make the amount of money that you had hoped or what have you, you've got to go back and you've got to figure out that recipe so that you won't repeat mistakes and habits that did not lead you towards your positive result, right? That is going to be very, very important. So I just read for you from The Science of Getting Rich, a book that I recommend you put in your success library. And by the way, you do have a success library, right? Hopefully you do. Books, tapes, resources, things that you can go back to time and time again, and you will be able to use them as resources and get the opportunity to see, those resources, to see all of those things that can help you with moving your business and your life. That's what a success library does. And so you have to create a space in your home where you have your favorite books, your favorite audios, or if you can use a room, an entire room for your office, then you can create a success library and then schedule time in your planner every morning. Give yourself 1 hour of personal development time where you are able to pull from your success library and read, okay? Very, very important. And I know that a lot of people have told me since they've been listening to the show that they really have started a success library and that they have been reading and it has truly changed their lives. So try it. You'll be very, very surprised at that. It is 12:33 after the hour, and if you have just tuned in, you are listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Hello, I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, and I'm so glad that you are here with me today. I want to go ahead and share with you some tidbits that I ran across that I know that you are going to like. It is called 11 Google Docs Features That You Probably Didn't Know. Now, for those of you that are long-term listeners, you know that I love Google Docs. I love everything about Google. Google Docs, Google Forms, Google Spreadsheet, Gmail. I love all of the things about Google because, number one, I have never found a free software, free applications that is so robust, so full of features, and you didn't have to pay for it, but Google does it as a give back, and I love that about them. And so, again, these days, You don't necessarily have to have some of the name brand products or spend hundreds of dollars on some of the name brand softwares simply because Google Docs does it all for you. As a matter of fact, Google Docs is so good that Microsoft has changed a lot of the way that they roll out their Microsoft Office now. And so they used to charge, if you'll remember, Microsoft Office used to cost $300, $400, $500. Now you can get it as low as $10 per month on the cloud, online, and it'll always be updated. So, again, Google has changed the way a lot of the software companies are rolling out their software, but they still maintain theirs for free, and I really, really admire that about them. So here are 11 things that you didn't know, okay, about Google. So I'm going to choose the first one, and by the way, just to let you know where I got this from, I read this on the website Gizbot, G-I-Z as in zebra, Gizbot, B-O-T .com, Gizbot.com. And here is the first one. If you didn't know it, Google has templates that you can use on Google Docs. You can use their template gallery. They have templates for presentations, templates for brochures, templates for flyers. So they have templates for a lot of different things. So that's one thing you may not have known, right? And then the other thing you may not have known on Google Docs is how easy it really is to just start typing, right? So if you have a Gmail account, how you locate your Google Docs is all the way over in the right-hand corner, you have a picture holder there, and there are three rows of squares, almost like a phone keypad. When you click on that, that's how you get to your Google Docs. Now, for most people, the Google Docs icon should already be there. If not, you can click on more, and you'll be able to locate the Google Docs, right? And so one of the things that you didn't know is that once you locate Google Docs, you just click on a plus form, and it just automatically brings up a document for you to start typing. Okay, and it auto-saves, so you don't even have to save it. It actually auto-saves for you. Well, one of the things that I really like is that if you're copying and pasting something and it's all scrambled up and the formatting doesn't look right, what you can do is you can click on Format in the Google Docs menu and then click on Clear Formatting, and it will clear all of the gunk out of that and put it in a Google Docs format and make it very clean for you so that you can start working with that document quicker. So it's no more backspacing and all of that kind of stuff, trying to fix the document up. You can just say Clear Formatting, and Google will clear the actual format that it once had and just put it in paragraph format and with spaces in between, and then you can go and do what you need to do to that document. That's pretty cool, I thought. The other thing that I like is that if you are writing in Google Docs and you're in need of research, then there's a research tool, okay, that is available for you, and it lets you research and refer to detailed images online and different things without you having to leave outside of the Google Docs, which is really, really good, okay? Another thing that I like also is that, let's say if you've changed your document 3, 4, 5 times, Google has a revision history that you can look at, and you can look at all of the revisions that you did on that document. So if you feel like you forgot something or you erased something, then you can go back and find the revision that you may have had that information in. And I absolutely love that one. I did that several times. I was like, uh-oh, I think I erased the wrong thing and thought I had lost it, and I was able to go back and look at the right revision in Google and get it. Another feature that Google has that I know most people don't know is that Google also has voice typing. So if you use Google Chrome, the Google browser, and you have a microphone on your computer or you can plug one in, then you can literally use your voice to voice dictate, and Google will type it in for you. Isn't that awesome? I absolutely love it. You know, so you don't necessarily have to go and buy like one of these very expensive voice dictation softwares. Google already has a voice dictator in there for you, and that's one thing that's going to save you money. I absolutely love it. You can also upload your images. I love that as well. Now, here's the biggest thing that you may not have known. So you may think, okay, so where do I put all of these documents once I create them? Well, that's what your Google Drive is for. Now, even if you have a free account, Google gives you a few gigs of space, which is a lot of space. And you can use your Google Drive, and you can move your documents over to any folder that you may have set up on your Google Drive, and you can use it just like you would a documents folder so that you can find anything that you want. What's even better is that Google now has a desktop version. So you might be saying to yourself, well, what happens if my internet goes down? I'm not going to be able to find my documents because I can't get online. Well, don't worry about that, because Google has a desktop version of their Google Docs, right? And with the desktop version, it literally will reside on your computer, and it syncs with your online version of Google Docs. So it's always kept up to date if you have Wi-Fi or online internet, right? And so with that, when you work offline, let's say your internet is not available to you at the time, when you work offline, when you do go back online, it's going to sync it up for you, right? And then, of course, Google Docs is going to be available to you on all platforms that you might be using. You can put Google Docs on your cell phone. You can also put Google Drive on your cell phone. You can use Google Docs if you're staying at a hotel and you're using their business center. All of it's still the same account, all streaming from your original Gmail account. And by the way, each Gmail account has its own Google Docs, or what we better know now as G Suites, because G Suites is just like Microsoft Office. It comes with the Google Docs, Google Drive, Google Forms, Google Presentation, which is like PowerPoint. So it comes with all of those. Now, you can go and find all of that out, and I'm going to tell you how to do that in just a minute. You can go to gsuite.google.com. You got it? gsuite.google.com. And you can find out about all of the incredible features that Google has. Now, with that said, all of these features are absolutely free. However, many of you may not know, for as little as $5, you can have a Google Business account that gives you, it's just incredible amount of space. I mean, you get like 30 or 40, 50 gigs of space for $5 a month, right? And so many other things that can come with a G Suite business account. So, again, go to gsuite.google.com and you'll learn all about the incredible features of Google Docs and the other suite products that Google has. I think now I use Google Forms, I use Google Presentation, Google Docs. I pretty much use it all, and I have found it effortlessly wonderful, you know, because I don't have to carry around a lot of disks, a lot of jump drives or anything anymore, because it's all in the cloud. And I love that. I absolutely love it. So there you have it, all about Google Docs. And I'm going to go ahead now, and I want to remind everybody about a very, very important workshop that is actually coming up on this Wednesday. And this is something near and dear to my heart, and I'm talking about no other than embracing new beliefs to create your success. It's going to be held this Wednesday at 12 noon, and it is a 1.5-hour teleclass workshop, so hopefully you guys will be able to log in. And actually, I want to say it is a webinar/teleclass, so if you are able to get in front of your computer or even on your cell phone, go to the webinar link, you'll be able to see my presentation as well as dial in and hear the audio portion as well. Just to give you a little bit of intro to this very special teleclass webinar, when you truly want business success, you must do more than just say it. You must embrace beliefs that will help you to create your success. It's easy to say, I want to generate $10,000 in sales within the month or gross $1 million within the year. But if the beliefs are not there to support it, no amount of preparation or skills are going to make it happen for you. So during this special presentation, I am going to be sharing with you ways to create your success by changing your belief patterns, your belief system. Now, this teleclass is for those who are tired of the same old thing month after month in their business, which is either no money earned or not enough. I'll be sharing how I had my breakthrough to generate more income and how I broke out of the box to be the authentic me. Most importantly, I'll share with you how I created new beliefs that have positively changed my life and my business like never before. I'm going to share with you the number one secret to seeing your success now. I'm going to share with you how to eliminate negative habits quickly and replace them with positive habits, new ways to accomplish your goals very effectively, and ways to create new beliefs to help you create your success. Listen, this is something I discovered for myself. I literally learned that my belief system was causing me to fail, and it was causing me to self-sabotage. It was causing a whole lot of things. And then one day it just dawned on me. If you don't like the way things are turning out, then you need to get to the root of what's causing the problem. And I had to begin to look in the mirror at myself and look inward, and I realized that there were some beliefs that I had adopted along the way from some crazy experiences in childhood all the way through my adult life, and I had to literally abandon those beliefs because they were not true, and they were not enhancing my life in any way. They were taken away from my life, and they had been taken away from my life for days, literally. And so once I began to adopt and embrace new beliefs that supported the very things that I wanted out of life, everything began to change for me, ladies. It really, really did. And so I want to share this with you. I want you to understand that there's nothing you can't have. And you know what's so incredible is I want you to know that you don't have to wait forever to start seeing more success in your life financially. You can start success financially in your life in a short period of time, but it requires you to have a new set of beliefs to support what it is that you want. So very, very important. So to register for this special teleclass, go to womenaboutbiz.com, and then once you get to womenaboutbiz.com, you can do one of two things. You can scroll down a little bit below the banner there on the site, which is the vase of flowers and the red banner that says empowering you with the tools. You can scroll below that and look in the right-hand column and just click on the event, Embracing New Beliefs, and it will take you right to the registration page. Or you can go to womenaboutbiz.com as well and click on events and then select teleclasses and programs, and it will also take you to the workshop where you can register for it and get, and it's free. This is no cost. For those of you that know, I believe in the power of free. This is why I've been so successful with so many things, is knowing how to bless the lives of people, because not everybody always has the money right away. And my big thing is I remember listening to people on teleclasses and different things, and I wanted to participate in stuff. And then every time I would go, it would be $100, $200, $300. And while we all need to make an income, you know, I just really desperately wanted to hear the information but could not afford the information at the time. So it's always been my desire and my dream to provide meat to people right up front. And so that even if you can't afford some of the things that I provide, you will get a lot out of what I give you for free. And that's with true love right there. That's with the passion that I have to see other women succeed. So make sure you go and register for the teleclass webinar, Empowering New Beliefs to Create Your Success, coming up on this Wednesday, the 12th of April, from 12 noon to 1:30 p.m., okay? And again, you can listen to the audio, or if you would be able to be in front of your computer or smart device, you can also look at it, the presentation as well. Well, it is 12:48 after the hour, and I'm going to get right to our hot topic for today. And what is that? That is five ways to fuel your momentum. Again, five ways to fuel your momentum. As I mentioned earlier, You know, one of the things that is so important about success, right, is that success has to be tackled quickly and immediately. You have to move swiftly with anything that you want to be successful with. If I said I wanted to become a millionaire and waited 40 years and then tried to start doing it, it's not going to help me as much as if I would have picked my feet up and moved swiftly to make that $1 million as quickly as I could have. I could have been enjoying my life for like 39 years instead of waiting 40 years to try to be a millionaire. So again, you know, success is something that requires swift and immediate action from you, okay? And often I have been running into a lot of associates, a lot of women who have been sharing with me that they either have not started their project or they've started their project but they lost momentum, or they started their project and didn't know how to get it going, so they dropped it and they'll pick it up another time. And then in the same breath, I hear a lot of women say, hey, I'm going to get a part-time job. And I'll say, well, what happened to you're working full-time now. What happened to the part-time business that you were going to start? Oh, well, that didn't work out so much because I didn't have time to make it work. And then in the same breath, they'll say, but so I'm looking for a part-time job because I need to make money. And it's not making a whole lot of sense to me when people say that, right? And so I started thinking, you know, what is it in April that I can give the listeners, that I could give other business women some information that I feel that they really need to hear as they go through the next three quarters for 2017, so that they know what they have to do. And I thought about it, and I said, you know what? I feel like as women, a lot of women are not moving with momentum. They're not moving with swiftness, okay? And it just can't happen for you if you don't have momentum. So first, let's go ahead and define what momentum is, okay? So the dictionary says momentum is the quantity of motion of a moving body. It's measured as a product. It's considered a velocity. It means that it's moving at a fast pace, right? So that's what a lot of people consider momentum to be, is moving at a fast pace, moving quickly, okay? And I consider that momentum in business is moving swiftly with the right kind of action, okay? So that's what I define momentum as, moving swiftly with the right kind of action. You know, when you move swiftly, that means that you're moving fast. You're not procrastinating, but you're moving with great speed. You're moving rapidly. You are performing quickly without delay. You are making it happen. And that's what swift means, okay? So when we talk about momentum and its force behind success, I want to just let you know that a lot of the times, the reason why so many women don't see success right away, and of course, while success is defined by each individual person, it's a customized type of thing, I think we can all agree that still success in business most of the time has something to do with financial success, seeing money generated as a result of your actions, right, of selling a product or a service. And success is also all about you accomplishing your goals, whatever that might be, because success usually is an end result that it ends positively on your behalf. So if that is the case, right, then how do we begin to achieve success? How do we begin to accomplish our dreams and our goals? What do we do in order for that to happen? Well, it all has to do with momentum. Right? And so I want to give you five ways, literally, I'm going to give you five ways to move forward with your momentum, okay? And I want to give you five ways that will fuel it, not just move it forward, but let me back up and say five ways that will fuel your momentum. I explained in the beginning that, you know, accomplishing your goal does require a large amount of energy, okay? A lot of energy. And I had mentioned that if you've ever worked hard on a project before, you know how much physical and mental energy it can take. And yes, you will sweat, breathe harder, burn calories as though you were exercising. And so these five ways to fuel your momentum, I don't want you to just take these lightly, but I want you to get these things in order for yourself. Now, number one is that in order for you to have momentum, move swiftly, move quick, first of all, you've got to have a total buy-in, a total commitment. And I'm just going to tell you right now, the time is out for moving from business idea to business idea. I believe in change, but also I believe that we have to stop getting scared when we don't think one thing is working, when really the very thing that's not working is us. It's one thing to say, well, I chose the wrong business for myself, and it really wasn't what I wanted. I think I was either pushed into it or I just chose it at the time, but I really didn't take the time to really evaluate it, so therefore I'm going to move into another business, right? And then, you know, sometimes you may say, well, I've been doing this now for five plus years, and it's just not working, and I just need a new breath of fresh air, something new to get to fuel my fire and get me going again. That's okay. But for the person who moves from business to business every 3 months, trust me, it's not going to happen for you because the problem is not with the business, it's with you, okay? So I say that with all the love I have in my heart for you and wanting you to succeed in business. So let's face it, sometimes it is a challenge to make things happen right away in your business, but the challenge can become less of an obstacle when you have a total buy-in or commitment. So that's number one of the five ways to fuel your momentum. You must have a total buy-in and commitment, and it all starts with you. If you have any doubt in your mind that you can't make it happen, that you don't have the capability to make it happen, you're just excited about whatever this project or this business or this idea is, but you don't feel that you are able to make it happen. But maybe if you just get involved with it, maybe if you just purchase the distributorship opportunity, maybe if you just do it, it'll catch on, or maybe someone who brought you into the business will help you make it happen. And that is just not the attitude you need to have. The attitude that you need to have is that I am accepting full responsibility for my failures and my successes in this business. It all starts with me. The buck stops here. I have a total 100% buy-in and total 100% commitment into this, and I am going to put it priority, and I am going to do what it takes to make it happen, okay? That is required of you in order for momentum to start occurring. And oftentimes momentum does not occur because you don't have a total buy-in. You don't have a total commitment, right? Then the second thing that's going to be very important is that you need to have belief, right? I've got a great teleclass coming up that's going to be talking all about embracing new beliefs, but you need to have a belief. You need to have a belief in three things. You need to have a belief that you have the ability to make it successful, to make the business successful, or to accomplish the goal. And then you must have the belief, right, that you will have the resources available to you to make it happen. So you may not know what all of those resources are going to be, but you have to have the belief that you are going to make it happen for you. So very, very important. And then the third part in the belief process is that you have to believe that the right people are going to align up your way and be there for you to serve as a support structure and as a guide. You have to believe that all of that is going to happen. And then here's number three. You need to know the tasks and tools necessary to accomplish the goals. Now, you all hear me talk a lot about how important being a master goal setter truly is, right? Well, the other part of that is having your tools and resources in place. So here's the thing. When you don't have the tools and resources in place, you can't go anywhere. So your momentum is stopped before it even gets started. So in order for it to get going, you've got to fuel it with the right task and the right tools, okay? If you've never taken my goal setting teleclass before, that's something you need to check out at Women About Biz. Here's the fourth thing that I think is going to be very, very important, okay? Positive self-talk. Positive self-talk. I've never seen anybody as much as I've seen women talk themselves out of something good. I consult men as well, and I just don't see men being as negative with themselves like I see women. You know, it seems that we want to help everybody else and tell everybody else what they need to do, but we don't tell ourselves. We are unable to follow often our own instructions. And I want to say here, I want to be very transparent. I'm going to get ready to say amen and amen again because I'm talking to myself as well, because sometimes it's difficult, I find, for myself to follow my own directions, and yet I can help a lot of other people. But I want to let you know something. Nothing will slow you down more than negative self-talk. And sometimes you don't even realize you're speaking negatively, because it doesn't have to sound destructive and it doesn't have to sound cruel, or it doesn't even have to sound negative in order for it to be negative, right? You can be thinking, well, I want to do a workshop or I want to do a certain project, and then right after you say that, you'll say, well, no, I don't have time for that right now. Well, that really can be very negative, right? Because you can make the time. So instead of you saying, I need to find the time because this is something I really want to do, you'll say, I don't really have time for that right now. And it's that subconscious mind pushing up and blocking the conscious, fighting with the conscious mind for what it wants, right? And so negative self-talk is very real, and it can be very damaging and destructive, and it can cause you to procrastinate for months, years, decades. And so positive self-talk is required for momentum. So what I recommend is that you create an affirmation that helps you to keep moving forward. Now, what I do is I've recorded a few affirmations for myself, and I actually listen to them on my iPhone, and I even have a couple of recordings when I really need to kick my butt, when I need to give myself a swift kicking in the behind. I even have a recording for that, strongly saying, get your butt in gear. And it really, really helps me. I may not be able to, I may not take it so well from somebody else, but I bet you I'll take it from myself. And so, again, the same thing goes with positive self-talk. You know, create an affirmation for yourself. Write it down on 3x5 postcards. Put it in different areas. Keep yourself always in the positive, even if you have to take 5 minutes out of every hour, 5 minutes out of every hour to speak positivity into your life. Don't depend on someone else doing it for you. Do it for yourself. Remember, you were pre-installed with everything that you need to be successful. You've got to make it happen, okay? Very, very important. And lastly, but definitely not least, is going to be unshakable faith. It just brings and wraps everything together. You've got to practice unshakable faith because it provides the foundation for all of your momentum. Unshakable faith is a belief and a desire so strong that it catapults you into continuous positive action. And if you've never heard of unshakable faith, or if you have heard me give the definition of it, let me give it again. It is a level of belief so deeply rooted within you that it compels you to take swift and immediate action. It doesn't allow you to, it doesn't leave you alone mentally. It's there on the front surface of your mind, and it wants to do something. It wants to take action on whatever you have been blessed to accomplish, okay? You have to make sure that you practice unshakable faith. And so I am just a firm believer that I think a lot of the problems that's going on with the women who are not accomplishing their goals fast enough, women who are not seeing financial success, women who are not seeing their ideas brought to fruition, women who are not carrying out their vision and following God's instruction and taking the lead, women who are not leaders. I am a firm believer that it has a lot to do with the fact that you have not fueled your momentum. You don't have momentum. And when you do not have momentum, it's just not going to happen. Now, I have given you 5 ways to fuel your momentum, and I truly believe you'll see a difference, a change in your life if you let them work on your behalf, right? If you let them work on your behalf, what are those 5 ways? Here they are again. Number 1 was a total buy-in and commitment. Number 2, you've got to have belief, belief in yourself, belief that the resources you need are going to come to you, and belief that the people that you need to align with are going to come to your way. Number 3, know the task and tools necessary to accomplish the goal. Get that all lined up so that you can move quickly. Number 4, positive self-talk. Get rid of that stinking thinking right now. And number 5, practice unshakable faith. That level of belief is so deeply rooted, it compels you to take swift and immediate action all day, every day, in every way, okay? Ladies, I hope that you have enjoyed the show today. I hope that you have received what I have said to you today with love, because that's just the way I meant for it to be. It is my desire that you are successful. It is my desire that you are able to report to me that, hey, Trina, I moved to a whole other level in my life this year from listening to Successful Woman Radio. It is my desire that you learn from my failures, that you learn from what I share with you so that you can grow, so that you can thrive, but most of all, that you can bless the life of someone else, right? Well, that's all for today. Make sure you mark your calendar for next Monday as I come to you the day after Easter with some more powerful information about momentum, the force behind your success. If you can, ladies, bless the show. I want you this week to try and share the show with at least 5 people that you know. Give them the next date of the show. That'll be the 17th of April, I do believe. The 17th of April, let them know that Successful Woman Radio will be on at 12 noon. Lastly, I just want to leave you with this. Let this week be the week that you step up, step out in the role of leadership and ownership. Ensure that you are clear on your goals for the week in the areas of sales, marketing, and follow-up. And remember, you must hold your business in priority if you expect it to yield profitable results to you. Until next Monday, be blessed, be abundant. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.